Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you find yourself at right now, whatever your situation. I pray that you would trust in God and lean not to your own understanding and let him direct your path. I don't know what's going on with you right now, but if you would, please let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Gracious and merciful Father, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, as we're led of the Holy Spirit to bow down and give you all honor, glory, and praise. Father God, we thank you for yet another day with breath in our bodies to open our eyes to see your beautiful creation, Lord God, and which starts with us, Lord God. We're truly grateful and thankful, Lord God. Father God, I speak from my heart right now. Father God, please forgive me for my sins and unrighteousness made before you, Lord God. Father God, we ask for a healing and a takeover of your spirit in the land right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let our voices be heard tonight, Father God, that something may be said that would touch the hearts and pierce the hearts of your people, Lord God, that they would know it be you that's speaking to them, Lord God. Father God, open up us our hearts and minds, Father God, to be used of you, Father God, to shut ourselves down and open up to your Holy Spirit, Father God, to relinquish your message to your people, Lord God. Father God, stand over us, guard us right now. Father God, your hedge of protection around us all. Bless all of your children, all of your people, Lord God. We ask this in the way of your Son, Jesus the Christ. All of God's children say amen, amen, and amen. All right, everybody, you know what time it is. It's time to suit up, put on your full armor of God. I tell you what, before we just break chains, I just want to say this to you, man. I love you for those that are out there supporting behind the scenes and just listening and participating. God bless you. We come upon a 25-year silver anniversary of ministry work. We give all glory to God. It's not about us. It's not about who we are. It's about who we represent, being ambassadors for the kingdom of God. After 25 years of ministry and being in the streets and being in the media and the broadcasting, I just want to say thank God for an opportunity to do his will and his way. Also, this month is a very powerful month. We celebrate Black Music Month. We celebrate the anniversary of this ministry. We just celebrate a lot of things. So June is a very powerful month for us. So we want you to join us as we celebrate and we kick off this month with a true, true glorious time in the Lord, giving him all honor, glory, and praise. Suit up. Put on your full armor, God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Let's go get him, y'all. Break chains.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand?
God got me.
Hey, 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 hey.
God got me.
Hey, hey.
I don't know what you heard, but God.
I gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith working by love, yeah. And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it around like a necklace, yeah. God done gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like lights, camera, action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my town. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, trying to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what they put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'm a
Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can be affiliated but no corruption. No doubt gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart they can't stay long. So that's an evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is, yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father shows. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving before the horizon. Cause it's my season, see it clear, that's my field. Now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big brother. Welcome back to the show, man. What's going on? Breaking Chains, YAT Radio signing on this Wednesday. Pray all is well with you. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening live by way of archives, God bless you. Pass us on. Let them know that we're here. Like I said in the intro, this is a powerful month for us. Man, I'm just saying this is the month that God gave the vision of this ministry and told us what to go out and do. And I'm going to tell you and be honest with you, has not been an easy journey. I've had some serious rough times on this journey. But you know what? Just like the song just said, God got me. And I'm good with that. I am so excited about as far as he has brought us and doing his work. Not going to tell you that we were always here on the air. The podcast is 12 years old now. The ministry in itself will be 25 years old on the 26th of this month. Like I said, it's a powerful month for us. You know, the ministry was born. Another side of the ministry, Rotten Apple Productions, which started off as a entertainment company between myself and my late partner, Mr. Aaron Appleberry. And Rotten Apple, the apple came from his last name, and the rotten, of course, came from me. It was supposed to have been Rod and Apple, but it got changed to Rotten Apple because I was just rotten, man, rotten to the core. But in the day, you know, off the chain, before, you know, I really truly accepted Christ in our life. You know, when you're young, you get baptized because, you know, that's the thing to do. You know, your parents tell you get baptized, you get ready to join the church. You know, you want to be a part of the usher board. You want to do different things. You don't have the full knowledge of who God is, how to truly accept Jesus the Christ as your Lord and Savior, besides being told just to say some words. You didn't know. Well, let me say it this way. I didn't know when I was younger what that was supposed to feel like in my heart, that's where everything started anyway. You know what I'm saying? I knew of God. I knew of Jesus, but I wasn't truly serving him and worshiping him in spirit and in truth. So, you know, I got baptized again when my eyes were open. And the thing about it is that here we are in 2021, you know, have you stopped and asked yourself, where are you in your life? You know what I'm saying? Have you achieved the goals that you set out for? Are you on the journey that God put you on, or did you choose your own way? Do we ask ourselves questions about our path, our journey, our walk? Are we truly walking with God, or are we just saying it to thinking that we're pleasing Him and being impressive in someone's eyes? Are we different people when we are at home alone or behind closed doors than what we portray when we out in front of everybody else? You know what I'm saying? Are we being the men and women of God that we're called to be? You know what I'm saying? These are things that we need to address within ourselves. A lot of people come by way of breaking chains, and a lot of them don't return because, you know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. A lot of times we talk about things that are very convicting because God's word cuts like a double-edged sword. And it not only cuts you, it cuts us. You know what I'm saying? But to be called of God, we have to be able to take listen, it sometimes seems as if my spiritual battle is not as hard as my physical battles. Because, you know what I'm saying, having my true faith and trust in God, I know He got me. Seriously. But sometimes the flesh wants to take control because of the negligence or the insensitive spirits of people today. The lack of kindness, the lack of gentleness, the lack of love, the lack of concern for our brothers and sisters. So that sometimes can trouble the flesh, but it hurts the heart and the spirit, because you can kind of feel deep inside what God may feels when He looking upon the earth, seeing His people, His creation, what Jesus had to feel when He was up on that cross dying for our sins. Yahshua the HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? Are we looking? We talk against tradition, but why are we still living in tradition if we speak against it? We talk about the way people preach, the way people teach, or the lack thereof. But what is it that we're doing? Are we being that example of a shining light? Are we truly being the salt of the earth, or are we trying to be impressive to please somebody or to be seen and gain God's spotlight, which you can never gain? So where are we in our life truly? Like, seriously, when I signed on here, the statement was made a couple of weeks ago that no matter what, you know what I'm saying, we're going to turn this podcast on every night. You know what? If it's God's will, I'm going to be here. No matter who's here or not here. I know God's here. I know He's here with me in spirit and in truth. So I'm not going to shut down because you don't want to be a part of it, or you don't want to, you want to do your own thing. There are a lot. Listen, this ministry is about to turn 25 years old, right? Listen to what I'm going to tell you. And you may not even believe this. After almost 25 years, this is the first time that I have actually stepped from under someone and stepped out and said, okay, it's time, because God told me it was time. I've been sitting up under someone the whole time that I've been in ministry, gaining knowledge, gaining understanding, learning about leadership, learning what to do and what not to do, learning how to deal with people, learning how to confront the spirits and not fall in prey to them, not being sucked into things that you know that are ungodly. You understand what I'm saying? Continuous learning on a daily basis. And right now, I still have an overseer. You hear him when he comes onto the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, who is a dean of a Bible college and seminary school. You understand what I'm saying? Been pastoring for years. A certified theologian. So I say all that to say is that where are we when it comes to doing the work of the Lord? And who do we think we are? Because God tells us, but do we live up under what God says? In Ephesians 2:10, it says that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So our path and journey has already been laid out for us. But what is it that we're missing out on? What is it that we're not doing properly? You know, when you pay attention, listen. I say it this way. One of the positions that I hold is that I work in a mortuary. Layman terms, funeral home. And I see different leaders, men and women of God, who act totally different than what God expects of the leadership. And this is not to put down leadership. God told me to be prepared in season and out of season. The priest of word, reprove, you know what I'm saying, rebuke and exhort. That means to call these things out so that we can draw attention to them and fix them and rebuild. But we don't want to do that because we don't know how to take constructive criticism. We don't know how to understand what the word of God truly says and what it really means. We want God's word to mean what we say it means instead of what God intended for it to mean and intended for it to do. There's power in the word of God. Listen, why don't you go to John 1 and 1? Go to John 1 and 1. You understand? And when you read John 1 and 1, okay? When you read that, what is it that you gain from that? What is it that you get from that? You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Think about what John 1 and 1 says. Listen to it. He lets us know that in the beginning was the Word, right? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So if we know this, And it goes on to say, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Listen, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So listen, when you go down a little further, and you look in verse 9, it says that that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. So how is it that we feel that we have so much control if in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? How do you top that? Matter of fact, let me ask it this way. Who are you to top that? You have allowed so many people to brainwash you. You've allowed the world to brainwash you. I was brainwashed too. We all were. Some of us still brainwashed. Some of us still believe in what the world is telling us, how the world is telling us to live. A lot of us don't even pay attention to what God says. Listen, a lot of us don't even know how to dictate the difference between who is real and who is not, because we don't understand God's word. We don't study it. We'll pick up the word and just read the scripture and think that we got full understanding. Do you have full understanding? How is it that you got full understanding and I'm a preacher and I'm learning every day? And then if you're gonna be judgmental of people, You better understand what the word says about that now. You know what I'm saying? Don't walk around here thinking that you so perfect. You know what I'm saying? That you ain't got no flaws. I want you to be mindful of what I'm saying now, because when you go to Matthew chapter 7, it'll tell you, read the whole chapter, you know, it's right there. It tells you, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So I say this to say that you got to be careful what's coming out of your mouth. And listen, it ain't even got to come out your mouth. The thoughts that run across your mind, the feelings that you have in your spirit. You need to learn to be careful. Listen. I don't think a lot of pastors, preachers, teachers, whatever their titles are, leadership of the church right now, God's house. How about that? Because the church is us. God did place leaders over the church, which is to help to guide and teach us and keep us on the right path, right? They don't have dominion over you. You know what I'm saying? They're there to help to guide you. They're shepherds. But he told us that there will be false prophets that would come along and try to dictate things and changing things around and doing things like Satan did to Eve back in the Garden of Eden. So sometimes it don't take nothing but a word to be changed. One word. You know what I'm saying? Satan changed it by saying, surely you will not die. He had it. You know what I'm saying? When God says, surely you will. And the thing about it is that we have to be very careful of the attitudes that we carry, the emotions that we display, the feelings that we wear on our sleeves, the facial expressions that we throw out. I'm guilty of all of it. I'm guilty of all of it. See, I can't say anything to you until I address me first. See, I'm not afraid to put minds on the table. You know, he said, how is it that you can say to somebody, you know, about the speck in their eye and you got a plank in yours? You just as dirty. So all I'm saying to you is that we have to choose who we're going to serve. Is it going to be God or man? Because one thing Drew Toney says, it's either God or nothing. Man ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. So what you going to do when you get through serving him? You ain't served the Lord. Now one day, where you think you going? You got to stand before the Spirit of God. You got to stand at the throne of God. And he has a heaven or hell to put you in. And here's another sad situation going on. You know, Wednesday's always our night where, you know, we let everybody put on the table what's going on in their heart and what they're feeling. And you know, right now, it's me and the Lord in this thing. So I'm just putting it all on the table. You know, here's another thing. I don't feel like I should be on here by myself anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a platform to give God glory. Ain't about me. It never has been. Because if it was about me, we would call this thing, you know, the Reverend Hot Rod Show getting crunk around here, you know. But, you know, that it's not about me. I'm still going to get crunk. I'm getting crunk for the Lord. But I just wanted to have this conversation with you because I hope that somebody will listen to this and take a look in the mirror. Because if we all would take a pause and start getting ourselves cleaned up, we can be an example for others. You know what I'm saying? Why are you so mean? Why are you so vicious? Why are you so hateful? Why you don't ever smile? Why you just feel like everything is going against you and God woke you up this morning? Why you act like you don't care? Why you know what I'm saying? Why you just don't, why you know, it's like everything's so nonchalant. Why you give up on yourself like that? How do you know how? Listen, because if you're not this way with yourself, everything else is a lie. You skinning and grinning in people's face, lying, and you don't even know what type of spiritual life that they have, if they feeling that or not. So somebody come to you to talk to you, and you smiling and grinning with fakeness, and yet they pick up on that. What do you think that they may do to them? I guess you believe in that old cliche, fake it till you make it. Man, please. Who you fooling? Because you sure ain't fooling God. You so busy trying to fit in that you forgot about you need to fit in with God first. You know, with everything going on around us in the world today, not just here in the U.S. of A., you know what I'm saying? All over the world. Don't you consider yourself blessed if you live in the United States of America, LLC? And I say LLC because it is a limited liability corporation. But do you understand why I even say that? Have you took the time to study the history of this country? Have you took the time to study the history of who you are? As a people, I don't care what color you are. Have you took the time to study the real history? See, I'm a black man. For those that are out there listening didn't know that, you know it because of the way my tone is and the way my slang is. I know you knew it. But see, I'm a black man. So I know what my ancestors have been going through, what they went through. I know what my people are going through today. And I don't blame nobody but Satan. The evil one. I don't blame man or woman because of your lack there of knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? And your intelligence to be able to choose the right side. God got to judge you on that, not me. I'm not going to have anything to do with that right there. You know what I'm saying? All I could do is pray for you. You know, because your day coming just like mine. Won't nobody be standing there but me. Won't nobody be standing there with you but you. But as long as God wake you up every morning and you breathing, you got an opportunity to get your life right. You got an opportunity to stop lying, cheating, robbing. You know what I'm saying? You know, manipulating, being deceiving, being hateful, ugly. Mean, you know what I'm saying? You got an opportunity to get yourself right with Christ. You got an opportunity to turn your life around. You really do. Every day that you are alive and you are breathing is another opportunity. Man ain't gonna give you that many opportunities. Man ain't gonna give you that many chances to get it right. So won't you run to God first and let God order your steps? Let God send you where he wants you to go. Listen, honestly. I said this when I signed on. This has not been an easy journey. There are things that have went on in my life doing this journey right here, man, that some of the things my family don't even know. So I know you don't know. Do you have days? Let me ask you something. Because I know I'm going to talk to somebody right now. Do you have days when you wake up in the morning, man, and you just don't have the energy, you just don't feel like going, you just at that point? That's called depression. You ever been there? You know how many people suffering with that today in this world? Do you know how many people that don't get sleep properly because they sleeping under a bridge or sleeping in a park? You know how many people are hungry right now? Dying of starvation? Dying because they didn't get enough water in their system? You know how many people are dying from a drug overdose right now, this second? because they want to get high. They don't know nothing else to do. And they, nobody there to lead them back to the light, so they keep getting dark and darker and darker and darker. Have you ever noticed someone that was on drugs or an alcoholic, and when you look at them, they have no glow about them? They seem just spaced out, just dark. Like they have no care in the world. What'd you do about it? What'd you do? Do you have family members right now that are suffering, going through some things? What you do? Just talk about them to other family members and stay away from them? How do you deal with those situations? Do you deal with them, or do you go to God and let God tell you how to deal with them? God tells us to love everybody. We're not supposed to deal with an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That's murder. I don't care if you can call it physical. It can be physical murder, mental murder, spiritual, emotional. You know how many people are emotionally torn down right now? Spiritually dead. And why is it that we, the church, are not on these streets every day? Let me say this, if you're out there doing the work of the Lord, you know what I'm saying, you're out there in the vineyard, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, God bless you. We continue to pray for you. But we also pray for those to get themselves together and let's get to work. You know, things are very out of whack and going in so many different directions, so many different situations happening. And we have to make our decisions on how we want things to go. You know, do you try to fit into their cliques? Do they hate you or dislike you or talk about you because you don't fit into their clique? Do you have problems because of that? Because you're the one that's upright and righteous, and you know, they see it, they know it, so you don't fit in with them? I deal with that too. I ain't gonna never fit in with you. Not like that. Now we talking about being part of the children of God. Yeah, we all good. You family. You know, but one thing that I got to always remind myself is that I'm somebody's brother in the dark world and somebody's brother in the light, in the world of the light. Because what? You know why I say that? Because God created all of us. We all his children, but we all not brothers and sisters in Christ. But we all are brothers and sisters through the creation of God. Remember that. We go our separate ways when it's time to accept who's going to be ahead of our life. Christ is the chief cornerstone of my life. He's the chief cornerstone of the church, so he makes him the chief cornerstone of my life, my foundation, my rock. What about you? Where are you? So here's a time for us to make a decision. God says a lot of great things about us. God did a lot of great things for us. You know, remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. He went so far in 1 John 1:9 and tell us if we confess our sins, say he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you know what? We got to follow Galatians 2:20 when it says that we got to admit and acknowledge the fact that, guess what? I have been crucified with Christ. it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith and in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You got to believe that for yourself. Listen, your pastor can't get you in heaven. He can't get you into heaven, but he definitely teach you how you can go about getting there. You got to get yourself there. But these pastors are put here to help to lead and guide you, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God made you a shepherd, lead the sheep. Because if we look around the world, we see the sheep are running astray. You know, sheep is a very stupid animal, man. He's dumb as a rock. But one thing about a rock, God said that if we won't praise him, he'll make the rocks praise him. You mean tell me that you're going to let a rock praise God over you? That has no feelings, that has no mouth, that ain't even real, ain't even human, just a rock, a stone. So we have a lot of decision making to decide on. And stop dragging your butt, man, like you think you got a long time to make this decision. Stop sitting there talking about, man, you know what I'm saying, once I get myself together, man, I'm going to get my life over to Christ, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get back with God, man. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Really? I'm sure a lot of people said that, man, and didn't wake up the next morning. God know every move that you gonna make. God know every mistake that you gonna take. He knows already. He told us in Jeremiah 1:5. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. But he said, before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation. He was talking to Jeremiah. But that applies to you today too. God knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. In other words, you were swimming with your daddy. So you know what I'm saying? We got to get it right. A lot of people are in fear right now because of everything that's going on. A lot of people are afraid of dying because of things that are going on because they don't understand the true word of God. And then another, the main reason why a lot of people are in fear, because there's no love in the earth. That's not a lot of love. Got a lot of people, but everybody love money. And it says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you look around today, you will see that that's taking place right now. All the evil has risen up. It arose from the dead because we fell in love with money and bling and wanting to be seen and lights, cameras, action. We did that. And 1 John 4 says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So we love our brothers and sisters. We can help them cast out that fear, because it says, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Did you hear that? And if you trust God, you go to Isaiah 41 where it says, God tells us, he say, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God gonna hold you up. Why are you worrying about what man gonna do and not do? God got you. God got you. And that's what's important, that God got you. Man's not gonna have your back like that. Man can't be available to you 24/7. And you know, it's, listen, and it's funny that I say that, because here I am on the air. And it's me and the Lord, you know, I'm riding with him, but he letting me have his microphone. But you know, here's something I'm gonna do. If I could get personal, hope you pastors out there that love me and care about me, will understand why I'm saying this. I've been there for a lot of people, man. And listen, I'm not saying this. I'm going to say this while I'm saying this, though. I don't expect anything in return, but one thing. That we come on and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and unity and fellowship so we can empower and inspire the people. That people can see us unified as one church. One faith, one baptism. We listen. It's about the glory of God, period. Nothing else. It's about him getting all the glory. But the people need to see that unified front. Listen, it would be hard for me to understand if I was out there lost in darkness to see so many churches and everybody doing their own thing and all hell breaking loose in between the churches on the block. You got church on that corner, church on that corner, but folks getting murdered and robbed and things going crazy in between the two. What is it that's going to cause me and to get me to come into God's house? And you not coming out of God's house to see what's going on the block where your church is, where the house of God sit, that you oversee, that you pastor at, that you a deacon at, where you're a trustee or you an elder or even just a member. Because whenever you accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are anointed as a disciple of his, not your pastor. I'm going to say it like this. Your boss, you work for the Lord. You don't listen. That's who you work for. But you have someone in between him and you, and that's your pastor. That's the leader. But we got to be able to get to a point where we understand God's word, where we can be able to go and pull somebody to the side, your pastor, your teacher, whoever, in a respectful way out of love and gentleness and kindness and self-control and meekness and long-suffering and say, Pastor, can we talk? You know, I didn't get a full understanding of that because I didn't see that in the scripture. Can you explain that to me? We got to stop letting each other just run out here astray, man, and nobody's pulling back. Or a shepherd carries a staff, right? He got it so he can pull that sheep in. Or as the other pastor say, he can just beat the, I don't know what, the beat the, you know what I'm saying? Beat the out of that devil. What you say, Pastor? I'm going to beat the out the devil. I just love that little button. But anyway, listen. We got to learn how to be there for one another. Be our brother's keeper. You know? We got to learn what that means. And we got to use it to our full extent, to our full capabilities. See, if I put my pastor's robe on and I don't have three stripes on the side, that makes me less than that pastor. Who is doing the determining of that? How does that even come into play? So, you know, Jesus didn't have no stripes on his clothes. But by his stripes, I am healed. And it wouldn't come stripes on his clothes. So let's get a full understanding, man, of how we need to approach people as leadership, how we need to talk to people and deal with people with their situations, how we need to be able to recognize the spirits that are on these people when they come to us for help and assistance. Do you know what the spirit of depression looks like? Do you know when it's present? Do you know the spirit of anger? Are you acknowledging all of these things? Are we just in the pulpit getting attention, hooping and hollering, just trying to stir up the crowd, got the drums beating in the background and the music playing all over the place, you know what I'm saying, getting everybody riled up? But are you getting a message out there? What's your message? What's the message? Stop telling people that they going to hell because they ain't putting no money into the ministry. Stop telling people bad things going to come their way because they ain't doing this. Do you know people's situation? Do you know what they are doing and what they're not doing? So, you know, God reveals a lot to his children. It's up to his children to pay attention to what's going on. And y'all, we got to pay attention. We got to start listening for the voice of the Lord. He said his children know his voice. My sheep, they know me. When the sheep are out there and the pastor and the shepherd comes and ready for them to come on in, trust me, they know. And you have to make sure that you are one of those ones that respond. Did you answer his call when he called you? And if you did, get on your assignment. I talk about that all the time. We want to do everything our way. And then something that I noticed so much of, we always like to try to outrun God. We always got all the answers. The Lord say, wait. And you say, well, but God, you know what I'm saying? I could do it this way. It could make it a little easier. We got all kind of excuses of why we should just keep going. God may want to change something, do something different, and you just keep pressing on. Y'all hear me smacking a little bit. Excuse me. I'm drinking my cup of tea. It's good for you. You should have a cup at night. Ginger tea, of course, with a little lemon, a little honey. How about that? All right. I'm not going to sit here all night and just keep going on and on and on. You know, but I do enjoy coming on here, having conversation with you. Not like regular talk shows. Don't even know what regular talk shows even sound like, for real, because I don't get into them. It's like I just study the Word of God, because everybody has different methods and different styles and different teaching ways and, you know, approaches and everything. And, you know, we are always called just radical and too forward. And I'm okay with that now. You know, I used to take that as an insult. But I know that God has us on this path for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Being a chain breaker. You know what I'm saying? To let the enemy know. You know. We have to be on one accord when it comes to standing up against the enemy. And if you don't know, listen, if you're not able to truly understand what the enemy is capable of, please don't tempt him. Please don't dare him. And don't provoke him. You know what I'm saying? God is a spirit. You have to serve him in spirit and in truth. Satan is also a spirit, and he's a dark spirit. And he's just the opposite of spirit and truth and light. He is deceit. He's lies. He's darkness. He's a manipulator. He's an imitator. You know, everybody wants to depict him as this ugly being. His spirit is ugly, but Lucifer has this idea of what you see out here today with all the bling bling, with all of the fancy cars and houses and lights. And listen now, listen to me now. What God has given to you and blessed you with, God bless. But don't let everything that you think you got came from God. You know, it's up to you which God that you serve. The God of this world, of the God of creation of heaven and earth. And the thing about it is that he made him the prince of the air. Talking about Satan. So he gave him permission to roam to and fro in the earth. So he's out there. So when things start going south in your life, and I mean south in a negative way now, you know, pay attention to you. Stop blaming everybody else for your heartache. Ain't nobody fault but yours. Because one thing about it is, if you got yourself in the situation, you had your eyes open, and you know the difference between right and wrong. And we do both. No one is exempt. No one is exempt. And we have to get to a point where we make up the decision and make up our minds and say, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to expect this from myself, and I'm going to expect this to come to me from everybody else, because I'm going to expect it from myself. So if I'm not going to dish it out, I'm not going to take it in. You get what I'm saying? See, I don't judge people. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to say to you, you may not need to do that. That ain't the right decision to do. That's not the right move to make. It's up to you whether or not you receive it. You know, you can go back into the earlier books of the Bible, and you'll see that we are a stubborn, disobedient people. We always want to do things our way. And when things don't go the way that we want them to do, we go to murmuring and mumbling and complaining and whining. And remember now what had happened to our ancestors, what happened to them with that mumbling and murmuring and complaining and fussing and raising all kind of. You see what happened, right? Y'all excuse that. A 2-week trip took 40 years. So I pray that God is not cleaning house on your side. Because somebody in your generation passed down that you ain't got to listen to God, and you ain't listening to him. That he cleaning house until somebody's ready to open their ears and listen. And receive him. Because one thing that you got to understand, when the words say that the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him. That's what shall happen. It ain't a might in there nowhere. It ain't no let me think about it. When it's time for every knee to bow and every tongue to confess who Jesus is, guess what? It's going to happen. I don't care what's being said today. I don't care what religion you worship and serve. It, none of that matters. It won't even matter. Don't matter. Sometimes you just got to... You tried everything else. You just got to just, you know, give it a shot of what you've been running from since the beginning. But you heard about him, and you see people around you going through certain things. You hear him talking about him, but do you see him living him? Do you see him acting like him? Looking like him? Talking like him? Being like him? Because when he say, let us make man in our image after our own likeness, what you think that means? So we have to get to a true understanding about who it is we're going to serve. Who it is we're going to be down with. And how we going to do it. And that's up to you. And nobody can make that decision but you. Hey, we're getting ready to come across the top of the hour. You want to get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9230. 9137 live streaming at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Or you can shoot us an email, prayer requests, or comments or anything that you'd like. We have a Facebook page, Young Adults Talk. And also you can shoot the email at webreakingchains@gmail.com. We'll be right back, y'all. Hang on.
Walk like, talk like, even think like you. The only one I could look to. You're teaching me to be just like you. Well, I just gotta be like, I just gotta be like you.
Yeah. Uncle Chris, Uncle Keith, Uncle Ricky. Before the Lord get me, I gotta say something quickly. I grew up iffy since my daddy wasn't with me, shoot. I wasn't picky, I'll take any male figure. You stepped in at the right time. It's cause of you that I write rhymes. You probably never knew that. I love the way you used to come through. Teach me to do the things that men do. And true, you show me stuff I probably shouldn't have seen. But you had barely made it out your teens. Took me under your wing. I want a hat, I want it clothes just like you. Lean to the side when I roll just like you. And care if people didn't like you. You wanna bang, I wanna bang too. Skyline, Pyro. You would've died, I would've died too. You went to prison, got sick, lost your pops, yeah, I cried too. You never know who's right behind you. I got a little son now, and he do whatever I do. But it's something deep inside you that tell you it's gotta be more than doing what other guys do. They had nobody there to guide you, but I followed your footsteps, and this shouldn't surprise you. You realize you, you realize you, you. Yeah, I just wanna be like you.
I just wanna be like you. Walk like, talk like, even think.
Now all I see is money, cars, jewels, stars. Womanizers, tough guys, guns, knives, and stars. Drug pushers, thug strippers, fast girls, fast life. Everything I wanted and everything I could ask, life. If this ain't living then they lied, well, guess I married an old wives' tale. Wow, fail. I don't know another way to go. This is the only way they ever showed. I got this emptiness inside that got me fighting for approval. Cause I missed out on my daddy saying way to go. Ain't get that verbal affirmation. I know how to treat a woman. Know how to fix an engine to keep the car running. So now I'm looking at the media and I'm following what they feed me. Rap stars, trap stars, whoever wants to lead me. Even though they lie, they still tell me that they love me. They say I'm good at bad things, at least they proud of me. By God, but I ain't wanna be like him, I wanna be him. The Jack Sparrow of my Caribbean. I remember the first created being and how he shifted the blame on his name for fruit he shouldn't have eaten. And now look at us all out of Eden, wearing designer fig leaves by Louis Vuitton, make believe it. But God sees through my foolish pride and how I'm weak like Adam, another victim of Lucifer's lies. But then in steps Jesus. All men were created to lead, but we needed somebody to lead us. More than a teacher, but somebody to buy us back from the darkness. You can say he redeemed us, taught us that real leaders follow God. Finish the work, cause we on our job. Taught us not to rhyme, but
give life, love a wife like you love the church, without seeing how many hearts we can break first. I wanna be like you in every way, so if I gotta die every day, unworthy sacrifice, but the least I can do is give the most of me, cause being just like you is what I'm supposed to be. They say you came for the lame, I'm the lamest. I made a mess, but you say you'll erase it, I'll take it. They say you came for the lame, I'm the lamest. I broke my life, but you say you'll replace it, I'll take it.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back to the show. Pastor Rod hanging out with you on this Wednesday. I pray everything is good with you wherever you are. Thanks for turning us on, listening by way live or through the archives. God bless you. God bless you real. All right. You know, just was throwing a lot of things out, man, in the 8 o'clock hour, in that last hour, and just discussing a lot of different things that's going on around us and how we need to approach things and how we're looking at things. But then making sure that we understand how God sees us. You know, what God thinks about us and different things. You know, when you hear something like this, Isaiah 43, when God says, "You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life." You know, when God talking like that, that you are chosen race, a royal priesthood. He's talking in First Peter, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know what I'm saying? And when he tells you that, he says that in Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will return in his glory. And you know what I'm saying? We'll meet him in the sky. We're going to meet up with him in his glory. He's going to call his children to him. And it's something, because I think that we forget about how much God really loves us. You whine and you murmur and you mumble and you complain about everything that's going on around us, but you can't blame God for that, because we did that. God made everything perfect for us, and we destroyed it. We destroyed it. You know what I'm saying? And when do we start taking some responsibility? Some responsibility. We look to man to supply everything for us. We look to man to take care of us, to feed us, to do this and do this. But then on the flip side, we complain about man trying to put us back in slavery and enslave us. But you look to man for everything, when you won't even listen to what God says in Philippians 4, when he tells us God will supply our every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Not man's. Man ain't even mentioned in that. He talks into mankind, his children. He will supply our every need. Everything was already laid out for us. The blueprint was laid out for our lives. The path was set for us. The plan, you know, when you got to build something, you got to have the blueprints, you got to have the schematics and everything. He had that for us, because he told us in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, not man, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Why are you flushing it down the toilet? Why are you turning your back on it? Why? Listen, I don't know. I'm not going to say I'm at a loss of words, because I'm not. You hear I'm talking. I'm not at a loss of words. But I'm just puzzled about how we are constantly destroying one another, destroying God's perfect land, his earth, and then trying to continue to chase after a dollar when we're killing each other off to get to it. And you wondering why all this hell is breaking loose. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. So when you fell in love with money and fell out of love with God, that means that you pushed God out of the way. Don't you know that the hedge of protection dropped and all hell broke loose in your life because evil came in? Wake up. Wake up, man. Wake up. You know, you're so busy looking for your amen corner instead of out here searching for people with lost souls, with spiritually death going on. They spiritually dead, laid out, walking around dead zombies on the inside. And he told us that we are the light of the world. He say, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Why are you in the house and all hell breaking loose outside? Come on, you got common sense. You know not to walk in the middle of a gunfight. But when are the preventive measures going to start taking place to prevent those gunfights, to prevent all this murder, prevent all this theft going on, this depression, this suicide, overdose of drugs? When are the preventive measures are going to start taking place? When are you going to kick in your preventive maintenance program? Why do we come on here every day? We're here almost every night, striving to be a better ministry for all of us, not just you, but us too. Iron sharpens his iron. So we can sharpen up the countenance of our brothers, our sisters, making sure you stay sharp in the Lord, in the word. Sharpening things up. We talk about things that you want to say, but you don't know how to say, so we say it for you. We don't mind getting riled up for the Lord. We was doing it for the world. We were riled up as I don't know what for Satan out there. Selling drugs, doing drugs, running women, running money, doing money. Man, what? Drinking? All kind of things. So you mean to tell me that I can't take a few hours out of my day to sit on the microphone and talk about how good God is and how we need to approach situations that's going on around us, how we need to speak up and speak out. We need to say enough is enough. We need to leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. That means you need to open your mouth and start talking against these things that are darkness and of evil. And you wondering why it's happening to you because you ain't saying nothing. You letting it happen. I'm going to stay as spiritual as I can with you, but don't keep coming for me. You know, you keep turning the other cheek. God say turn the other cheek. Right. But if you know I'm going to turn the other cheek and you intentionally coming for me, what you think I'm going to do next? All right, let's keep this spiritual, man, because, you know, let's be serious, though. Remember, old Pistol Pete had a knife. He sliced off an ear. You know, he came for the Lord. So he put his hands on the Lord. Old Switchblade Peter took that ear. Listen, seriously, you murdered, beat, crucified, tortured. You understand what I'm saying? Abuse, mutilating my Savior. You made a crown of thorns and slammed it down on his head. You beat his skin off his body. You nailed railroad spikes through his hands and his ankles. And put him on a cross. Hung him on a tree. And then you took my ancestors and you hung them from trees. So how do I know that I'm special? Because you repeated that evil with my people, in my bloodline. You hung them from trees. So I know you hate me. I know that I'm a nothing in your eyes. But I know that you're a darkness. And I'm part of his marvelous light. So I know you hate me. But God be for me. It don't matter that you against me. Man, please. Listen, I'm about to get all riled up here. Our overseer is here. I see he's here. Apologize, overseer. I was had my page turned over to another page. I see you here, so let's bring him on. Got somebody else to have a conversation here. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening. He's our overseer, y'all. Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening. Pastor Kemp, unmute. He'll come in a minute. I see him there, y'all. So I'm just going to keep going till he joins us. I pray that he come on his line unmute there. Listen, we have to get to that place, man. I just needed to have that heart-to-heart with you tonight because it's a lot that's going on, and a lot of people don't know how to come out of the situations that they're in. A lot of people are taking advantage of situations that are going on. I've seen a lot of businesses that are hiring and trying to give sign-on bonuses for people to come to work. Businesses are suffering because people won't come to work. And my question to that is that what are you going to do when the government stop giving you that money? You know, what happens when unemployment stops? I don't know if it will, when it will. But what happens when that money stops flowing to you? What are you going to do then? Is that when you're going to start calling on the Lord because you feel that you're in a tight now? Oh, Lord, I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my bills because you done went out and partied and bought the new Jordans. You got the new iPhone 12, 13, 14. You understand? You match it from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? Your fingertips all done up. Your toes done. You got your beard trimmed all good. You got the Rick Ross beard cream. You understand? You got your head shaved and got it going on. You ready to hit the streets. The club's open now. You there every night popping, booty shaking and everything, twerking, you know what I'm saying, bouncing off the pole, you doing all kind of stuff. So what's going to happen when it all stops? Pastor Kemp, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for being here. I've been flying. Me and the Lord just been hanging out. You know, glad to have you. Pastor, I was just pouring out my heart, you know, wanting people to open their eyes, Pastor, and just, you know what I'm saying, pay attention and get a grip of what's going on. Everything getting out of control, Pastor. And it's like nobody cares no more. You know, you said it the other night, our children are fearless. They ain't scared of nothing. We ain't telling them about what the law going, what's coming to and the repercussions of these actions. And nobody's explaining the repercussions of the action, Pastor. Everybody's just running loose. Like, you know, like I don't know. Like hell ain't real or something. Talk about it, Pastor. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I've been just seeing so much right here in Baton Rouge. We've been getting some days it's like four individuals were murdered, and one not in a night, it went just one area, and then another group in another and another in another section of town, and then one of them is like a 1 year, a 1 or 2 year old child. And it's really, really sad. It's to me, it's just sad to see what's going on in the world today. But I blame some, you know, we can't blame God and you can't blame Satan. I know we say the devil is busy, but God created us free will moral agents. In other words, you know, you can say yes or no to anything. When Adam and Eve brought sin into the world, all they had to do was tell Satan no, they wasn't going to take a bite of that fruit. And we pretty much responsible for making those bad decisions. We have problem-solving skills. And then when we make those problems, we want someone else to blame it on. And most of the time, it's Satan is the scapegoat. But I want you to understand that there are three spirits in the world. Man has his own spirit. Just he was born when God breathed into him. He breathed his spirit in him. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit. He breathed a spirit into man. Well, that which go back to God is your spirit. Then there are spirits, another type of spirit that's traveling through the world, or the imps, the satanic, Satan's the spirit, those angels that wouldn't keep their holy estate but was thrown out with Satan. Then you have the Holy Spirit. So man has it on, then you have evil spirits, then you have the Holy Spirit. Now, we blame everything on Satan. Now, I told this story before. It's about the people, brother, this deacon name was Henry, and every Sunday Deacon Henry came to church, Satan was sitting on the steps. And he noticed for years, every Sunday when he came, Satan was sitting on the steps. So one day Deacon Henry went to Satan and asked Satan, say, now we've been coming here for so many years and you always sit on the step. Why you don't never come in? And Satan politely told Deacon Henry, because they lie on me too much. They lie on me too much. And what are you saying is the truth? Everything, we blame it on someone else. Adam, when he sinned, he blamed it, that woman you gave me. The woman, when Eve sinned, she told say that the serpent tricked her. He beguiled me. So we so used to pushing it off on something else. And until we really start having church, you people might look down on me for saying what I'm saying right now. Until we really have church. Church is not a concert. And that we talking about the spirit, the anointing was on people. You don't even know the definition of anointing. They don't know what to say. Talking about the anointing was high in the church today because people were screaming, hollering, and jumping up and down. That's nowhere in the Bible dictionary that has nothing to do with anointing. Now, until we really learn it, it's heavy. When Jesus was starting the church, Jesus told his apostles, or whatever you want to call them, disciples, he said, go ye therefore and make disciples. That means to make followers, or disciples of follow Christ, and make disciples of all nations. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Then he said, teach them. Notice he didn't say go holler and hoop at them and scream at them. He said, teach them to observe, to be looking out for all I've taught you. Be very observant of what I've taught you. And he said, lo, I'll be with you even until the end of the age. But we're not doing that. Our whole church service is about healings and money. First of all, the only reason Jesus healed was to authenticate that he was Yeshua HaMashiach, that he was the anointed one that they've been looking for to come. That's why he here. He wanted to let them know he was God in the flesh. The things that Jesus did, no man had ever done before. And they're not going to do it again. But we go around and misinterpret scripture and tell them he told us greater works that we'll do than what he did. And he was talking to his apostles. He wasn't talking to you. That's why people are not being talking about all these evangelicals that have healing sessions and full gospel and all kind of other preachers, doctors, whatever you want to call them, going around talking about laying hands and healings and everything else. Well, COVID out. I never seen they shut their mouth up. They were very, very quiet because they didn't want to get a disease, couldn't get rid of. They know that only God heals, not me, not no other man but God. God is sovereign. Therefore, he do what he want and when he want and how he want to whoever he want. And he don't have to answer to nobody. He's a sovereign God. Now, he tells us to go and teach the people. Jesus said, now, we're supposed to be Christ-like. And Jesus said himself, I came but to seek and save that which was lost. We're supposed to be bringing in lost sinners, but we're so busy talking about we casting demons out of them. And you can't cast the demon out yourself. I heard a brother that I know was talking about other people, but he still got different type of bad spirits in him, but he wanted to tell others, but you can't do it that way. If you got to first get your own self together first, you know, Jesus was told them that Satan wouldn't be casting out Satan. When he told them, house divided cannot stand. Say Satan wouldn't do the same when Jesus had healed the people. They say he healed with the power of Beelzebub. If Jesus said a house divided cannot stand, Satan wouldn't be doing the thing that I do. You know, he's not going to divide himself, but the church is so divided. The haves on one side, the have-nots on the other. We need to quit really playing church. We really, really need to quit playing church and having these concerts, and then everything is good, and we leave there a groove-making devil. We come in there a somber devil, but we leave high-spirited, and yes, I said it, that we leave out there and go do the same thing that we did. I was looking at this thing about Bishop Bullwinkle talking, and he was talking about hell to the no-no. And he was telling the truth just about the church, how people come in and will serve God, and that Monday they leave and they're doing the same thing that a non-Christian do. And it's sad. Don't get me wrong, I don't think that no one's perfect. But we sure should be striving for perfection and stop saying, I hear a lot of men talking about, because they're weak for different ladies. I'm just being a man. Well, Jesus said that you can resist it. You doing what you want because you want it, and you making up an excuse and saying like it's almost like you saying it's impossible for a man to do it. That's not true. If a man is weak, the Bible says. The spirit is about the spirit and the flesh, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That fleshly life, that inner part of you that want to live in the world is weak. And you give into it by, like I said, you have choices to make. You have your own volition, meaning your own will. So you can say yes or no to anything. And that's the way we live. And that's the world we're in today. That's why I see all these people that we have and the GOP and others. I mean, just do anything and they show you that they're satanic. The GOP really satanic, by the way, the things that they do. They could lie and just do it. The Bible says, thou shalt not lie. Now, they're saying that nothing happened really was bad happened in January 6th. And it's all over television. Everybody saw it. They were afraid. But to take up for a person that told about 40,000 lies in 4 years, that's who it is, a person that talk about women, a xenophobic. He hates different ethnic groups of people. He's a misogynist. By women, he dislike. He think women are a lower breed of a human than he is, and men supposed to be just so dominant over women. You know, it's so many things that we're following today. And then you get to church, and you know, I was listening at you, Reverend William, when you were talking about man-made problem is money, But the Bible says you can't serve God and mammon or God and money. That you are Lord one and hate the other. And once you start giving over to the advice of money, you lose that walk with God that you need. We all should have a closer walk with God. We all should draw. He said if we draw nigh unto him, he draw nigh unto us. And what he was saying, if you draw close to me, I draw close to you. And we're not willing to draw close to God, but we want God to give us everything. I tell my congregation sometimes that we're going around talking about begging God and asking God to heal, and we're asking him for money. We're asking him for everything. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. See, we want God. We want to go halfway or a quarter of the way. But we expect God to go all of the way. We want to live the way we want to live, and we want to do what we want to do. You know, we want to add to his word. We want to take away. If the Bible didn't say that this person should be preaching, they shouldn't preach. It's simple as that. I mean, now you're saying, well, God didn't know what he was talking about. It got definitions in the Bible that we just don't adhere to today. In essence, and we don't understand what we're saying. We're saying, Lord, you don't know what you're talking about. I know better than God. We were studying Job tonight and Bible study. And Job had started questioning God about his suffering. And God had to take Job to court and ask him, where was he when he measured out the spans of the university? And then he said, you know, and what he was trying to, and we talking about when he flung those stars and everything into place, and he scooped up, made the waters. He was asking Job what he was telling Job, where you was when I created this world. You don't have a right to question me about anything. And then he went on further in that 41st chapter. He talks about Bohemoth. And Bohemoth in the 40th chapter, he talks about Bohemoth, which is a dinosaur. At that time, and he was telling him how powerful Bohemoth tail could knock a cedar tree down, and he could almost drink a river up with you know, just swallowing water. He was just that big and could drink. And so he was asking these questions. Okay, he was asking these questions, but Job, because he was trying to let Job know, I'm the one that created these monsters, and you can't even kill them. They're so strong, you can't do anything. Their armor is so strong. Then he asked Job about Leviathan. See, Leviathan was like a dragon. He could breathe fire out of his mouth, and how big he was, that javelins and spears and whalers, harpoons and all these things couldn't even break through his armor. But Job, you stand to question me? And then Job repented for what he was doing. He told Zophar, Bildad, and Eliphaz, Job's friend who had talked about Job, and said, Job had sinned. Now, God told him you're wrong. Now, I want you to get 7 rams, and I want you to get 7 bulls, and I want you to do a sin offering because you sinned, and go back and apologize to God. Ask Job for forgiveness. Ask Job to pray for you. And God forgave them, and God forgave Job, and he gave Job everything back. But the key to all that, what I was saying, was our obedience to God. We don't want to be obedient to God. Now, no one's totally perfect, but we're supposed to be striving for it. And I don't see the people in church that only thing we worried about is getting rich and getting healed. Let me explain something to you. In the book of Job, in the 14th chapter, starting around that 5th verse, it talks about our days and months are numbered, and no one exceeds his state. And that simply means God have already put a limit how old to I'm going to be. So I don't care how many prayers you send up for me, how many hands you lay on me. If it's my time, the time that God gave me to die, I will die. So let us start concentrating on having real church. It start, read your Bible. The Bible will tell you what they did in the church in the New Testament when they got to Romans and Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians, and it goes on and it talks about Thessalonians, Timothy, and Titus, and it talks about Colossians and other, you know, Jude and James and John and Peter, and you know, Revelation is even John, but all these tell you about the church. And the church that we have today is a good time place to go have a good time, make you feel good, and you leave there the same devil you came in. Yeah, then just like the baptism, we play it cheap. You know, you go down a dry devil and come up a wet devil, you're still in the ballroom, you're still smoking weed, you're still bagging that thing up and doing everything that you've been doing. You can't keep you out of the strip club. And you're hitting on every woman. You're looking at the women saying they look good from lips, hips to fingertips. And the women looking at the men when they walk in church whispering to their girlfriend how fine the man is. They're looking at a man like he's a happy meal from McDonald's. And so many things that's occurring right now that we're doing. And if we need to stop really playing church. We need to stop doing. I'm not going to point my finger at other people, because when I point my hand, I also have fingers pointing back at me. So let us, with all due diligence, try to do our best for the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Y'all, it's just all about just getting yourselves together. You know what I'm saying? Take a look at you. You know what I'm saying? I take a look at me and just ask God, Lord, you know what I'm saying, help me to fix what is not decent in his eyes, you know, because God doesn't look at you the same way you look at you. But we have to allow God in and just move out of the way and just keep our ears and eyes open to be able to see him and to hear him and to acknowledge him when he's present. He's always present. But you need to acknowledge God in all situations. That's why Proverbs 3:5-6 says what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So no matter what you got going on, no matter what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Just acknowledge God. Just bring God in. And if it's bad, he'll help to bring you out. But you got to come from your heart. It's time to stop playing. Like Pastor just said, we got to stop playing church. You know what I'm saying? You are the church. You know, you are God's holy temple. If you his child, you his holy temple, and you need to start acting like it. We need to start acting like it and doing more and more to strive to be more like him. And let's get that understood, y'all. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to take our final comments and give our Black History honoree for the night and our health tip for today. Hang on, y'all. You listen to Breaking Chains right here on YAT Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because Everything that I see tells me not to believe. Happened to me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you. Through the tears. Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry. Through the heartache and rain. Come on, take it out through the tears. Oh, that's right, through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. You're on by your side. I trust you. Oh God, I just lost my job, but I got more bills than money, but
you're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. I tell you, Mr. James Fortune made a serious song right there. Lord, I'll trust you. No matter what's going on, I'm going to trust him. No matter the situation, I'm going to trust him. No matter how far I get deep into it, I'm going to trust him. Even when my back is against the wall, I got to trust him. All right, I thank y'all for tuning in tonight, man. What a powerful show. I felt that it was very heart-wrenching to me. So I pray that the Lord was pleased, and I know he was, because we signed on and did what he told me to do. Thank Pastor Kim for coming on. Y'all, whatever you do, whatever you got going on, just trust in the Lord. You know, just trust in him with all your heart. Give it all over to him, and he's going to, if you got into the situation, God already has a way for you to get out of it. But you got to accept him as your his son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your way in, the way, the truth, and the life. You know what I'm saying? Nothing gets to the Father without going through him. And you have to really understand and believe that. Stop telling people, letting people tell you what's not the truth, what's a myth, it ain't real or whatever. Study for yourself. Pastor Kemp always tell us, you know what I'm saying, go do the research. Study for yourself and find out the truth. And stop being deceived and lied to, all right? That's all I got to say about it, all right? Pastor Kemp, can you give your final comment before I do our Black History and you can pray us out, sir?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I just like to say tonight to everyone, it's time for us to stop playing church. You are the church.
Amen.
And start living our life as a verb, action. Verb is an action word. Just by, you know, when Jesus told them that you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far away from me. And another one, when Jesus said, they say, did not cast out demons, did not do this in your name. And Jesus said, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. See, you know, faith without works is dead. Show me your faith, I show you your works. And your works should speak for you. You would know, say, you try the spirit. Satan could do many things, and when he comes in Revelation, he will be able to heal. And all of those running behind the healing ministry, you're going to be sucked right into that to Satan when he comes in the book of Revelation, because he's going to be able to heal. They're going to say by him doing that, he's going to be able to fool even some of the elect. The elect is going to know that he's coming and what he would be able to do if you study in his word. So I would tell you to start, get into your good Bible church or tune into this program and follow us along and listen at what's being taught. And just start loving God and living for the Lord. The world is not going to save you. The world can do nothing but destroy you. And you could look at the way the world is going today. Everything is okay. I mean, the Bible says different things are abomination to God, but we say it's okay. Well, that person was born like that. That person is like that. They want to have young men running track and playing basketball with female because they say they want to say they're a lady. No, you have two X chromosomes. You have an X and a Y chromosome. That means you are a man. You could snip it, clip it, tuck it under. You are a man. Now, if you want to call yourself a female, that's on you. But God created you with X and Y chromosomes. And he created the female with two X chromosomes. So you can never be a man. But if that's what your mind wants you to think, that you want to be that, be as it may, and then you have to stand before God. I have a heaven and hell to put nobody into, but you have to stand before God. He say, you don't add to my word and you don't take away from it. There are so many issues going on with the church today because we think because we're living in this is 2000, and so the word going to change. But the Bible say heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never change. So unless you take the Bible as being a book of lies, we need to let the Bible be the Bible and live by the Bible. I preached my sermon the other Sunday, a couple of Sundays back, and I was preaching about God, GPS, a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. But God, if we follow his direction, he'll guide us to safety. But once you get from under the ark of safety, you're headed the wrong way. And what I love about this program so much, we have these wonderful men of God, especially Pastor Williams, who's here to try to help and guide and motivate. The Bible calls it exhorting you to be as good as you could be and to live by the word of God. So let us come together. You know, let us start agreeing, come in agreement with the word of God. And not it's not what Pastor Kemp or Pastor William want. It's what the word of God says. And that's straight what we're going to give you. And on the nights, just about every night that we come forth, you're going to get straight the word of God, a straight exposition. And that's what you should want. And the things it is, take notes, learn, write the scriptures down. If we're given the book, of what verse or book it came from and what chapter, you can write that down and study it. Go back and study it. Quit waiting for somebody else. Paul said to study to show yourself approved unto God, that a workman would not be ashamed, rightly for dividing the word of truth. So God wants you to go forth with some action with that word, and for you to study. Study it expresses some form of action, and it's a state of being and mind and getting your mind together. So I just tell you to study the word, find you a good Bible teacher. But most of all, put it into action. If you read the Bible, those things that the Bible tell you to do, turn them into a verb. Start doing what thus said the Lord. See, just reading them and hearing them and knowing them, that's one thing. You're going to bust hell wide open. But until you start reading them, seeing it, and knowing the word, and start living by it, then you are saved. God bless you. I love everybody, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. Everybody take heed. That's all. Like I say, we just here to help. Try to help pull you out of darkness, because we were once there too. We thank God for his marvelous light. All right. Here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Everybody know this name. Our Black History honoree tonight is Mr. Jesse Owens. Mr. Jesse Owens is best known for winning 4 gold medals, 100-meter sprint, long jump, 200-meter sprint, and 4x100-meter relay. And at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, he won all of those. Prior to his accomplishments on the Olympic stage, Owens broke 3 world records and tied a 4th at the Big Ten track meet in Ann Arbor, Michigan on May 25, 1935. In the span of about 45 minutes. Upon his death, President Carter said, "Perhaps no athlete better symbolized the human struggle against tyranny, poverty, and racial bigotry." Mr. Jesse Owens, our Black History honoree for tonight. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to get your exercise in. Make sure you stretch and work those bones and those muscles out. And do your exercise, jumping jacks, side straddle hops, you know, whatever you call them, push-ups, sit-ups, crunches. Take a walk, take a jog. Make sure that you get your heart rate up, shoot some basketball, run around with the kids, young grandchildren, whatever. Drink plenty of water. 64 ounces is the minimum amount of water that you need to drink. For those that don't know what that is, they grab your 4 16-ounce bottles of water, or get your 8 glasses, put 8 ounces of water in each one of them and drink them. That's your minimum of amount of water you should put in your body every day. Make sure that you stay hydrated. The temperature is rising out there. Summertime is fastly approaching. So you make sure you stay hydrated out there. Make sure you eat your fruits, your vegetables. Cut back on all the fried foods, all the snacking and the sweets. And make sure that you take better care of yourself physically and mentally. Study, read. You know what I'm saying? Do some things to intrigue and tweak your mind. And most importantly, study the Word of God. So that you can show yourself approved before God, all right? Study the word, know the word, live the word, and act out accordingly, all right? Good? Pray without ceasing. God say always pray, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Stay before the Lord, spend time with him, get to know him, because if you want to be where the streets are paved in gold and it flows with milk and honey around that kind of place, you got to get to know the owner of all of that type of property, all right? Who's the owner of the kingdom of God? God is. You understand? So get into a relationship with him and get a better close relationship with the Savior, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We love you. Pastor already told you, ain't nothing you can do about it. Check us out tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the Mighty Men of Valor. We come back to break chains with you. The brothers have a conversation. Have yourself a blessed evening. Pastor, can you pray us out, please?
Yes, sir. Merciful for eternal Father, we come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Father, we come, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for this night. Father, we pray it was something said, something done in this radio broadcast, Lord, that gave us more knowledge of your holy word. And we pray it touched and pricked the heart of some. And it may have caused someone to say, what must I do to be saved? Your word said, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that the Lord raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And Lord, we come, Lord, confessing him, Lord. We come acknowledging Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And Lord, we know that there's no wound that Mother Earth could give that God cannot heal. And Lord, as we continue to study your word and do what you've asked us to do, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Lord, as we study your word, we ask for spiritual illumination and guidance, Lord. And Lord, as we live in this sin-sick and dying world, Lord, we know that our children are killing one another at alarming rate. We know that they're dying in battles and war. And Lord, we know they're dying for COVID-19. And still, we have such a divide. People who claim to be sinners but practice racist concepts and precepts, Lord. And so, Lord, this is what we're living in. But Lord, you know, you say, how could two walk together and let's agree, Lord? We pray, Lord, that mankind would learn, Lord, that we all need you. And you are the way, the truth, and the light, that no man cometh to the Father but by you. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing on this program. And we ask that it would continue to grow and it would continue to reach out and let every woman, man, boy, and girl understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Lord, we ask a special blessing on our mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, Lord. We ask them on our children and our grandchildren, Lord, nieces and nephews, friends and foe. We ask a blessing upon all of them, Lord. Just continue to reach out for them, Lord, and lead and guide us, Lord, not what we want to do, but what you would have us to do. And after we've done everything on this side, what you've assigned us to do, and Lord, as we study war no more, and as we stick our swords in the sand of time and look over that Jordan River, we pray to hear those famous words, servant of God, job well done, enter into the kingdom of glory. We ask all these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus and for his sake. And God's children said, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a blessed one. We love you. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm
just trying to be. Late as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
What you hurting me?
For peace.
Why work for peace?
Lion from Zion, I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're a family, yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you. Oh, oh.
Why are we hurting?
Why are we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
to love the world? Oh. Can you feel the grace,
can
family?
You feel the grace,
to breathe
family.
Another day.
To breathe another day.
Thank you, grace. that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make through it all.
I love you.
My people, I love you. I love you, my people. I love
my
you,
my people.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people.
Been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.